The Lord bless you, dearest family, especially with his peace and security, knowing that he's looking after you in all situations. Your prayers, by the way, have been very effective in warding off this war with Israel. Today, when we came into worship, I was really inspired to play John Michael Talbot's music because it is very contemplative, and we want to move more in that direction. So we did, and it was very deep. Then the Lord began speaking to me. I said, Lord, I'm trying to be obedient to the inspirations I feel Holy Spirit is giving me. He answered me, I see that. It pleases me very much. I want to tell you that there are very great graces attached to such holy music. Mostly John is singing from the Psalms. It mostly draws you into stillness and quiet as it draws you deeper from the rattling sounds of the world. I love all music, but not all music is created equal. My people, my heart bursts with joy when you really connect with me. When music is not entertainment, but draws you deeply into my heart. This is what prepares you to hear my voice. Be still and quiet. That makes room for me to communicate my heart. When you feel our connection and you worship me, my heart soars. Truly it does. The deep longing of my heart is to be one with you, even as husbands and wives are one, but not through sexual relations, through the receiving of my body and blood in the Holy Sacrament, Communion, the Eucharist. This kind of music stills your soul, prepares you to receive me with great reverence. So often I desire to communicate my thoughts to you when you receive me in communion, but your mind is still engaged in worldly matters. To have such a relationship with me, you must discipline yourself to opt out of the world. This is not so simple, since your adversary wishes to distract you far away from that place of interior silence. There's nothing sweeter in this world than the times we are truly in union with one another. It is the little foxes that can come and distract you and prevent you from hearing. We will work on this month. It is also your mother's sincerest wish to bring you into contemplative prayer. And here he's talking about the Blessed Virgin. This kind of prayer is ideally suited to hear me. Stillness of heart and mind are the prerequisites to a contemplative prayer life. What does contemplative mean? It can be likened to the captivating face of a little baby or a dewdrop hanging suspended from the tip of a leaf that catches your attention. There is a sweetness in all of my creation that will draw you into contemplative state of mind. In essence, there is something so sweet, so real, so true, that engages your attention in such a way that it's almost hypnotic. Do you know that when you walk in the forest and see a graceful fern drenched in dew, sparkling in the sunlight, do you know that when you stop and truly appreciate the depth of its beauty and exclaim, "How beautiful, Lord!" That indeed is an act of worship. In fact, appreciation for this work of wonder and thinking to yourself that it is a gift intentionally created just for you in that moment brings unspeakable joy to my heart. How many people have walked past that fern and not seen it? Almost 100% did not notice anything about it or give me praise and thanksgiving. And sadly, when you walk on by a gift I sent you without recognizing it, caught up in your personal struggles with life, it makes my heart sink because I put that there to tell you that I love you and show you a sign that I'm truly with you, especially in your trials when you can't really see beyond the nose on your face. It would do you great good to take a walk mindfully, noticing the beauty I set before you as a witness of my love and affection for you. Remember, I am with you always. I know what you love, your favorite colors, flowers, animals, etc. I am forever leaving little tokens of my love for you to see, such as heart-shaped rocks, or perhaps you'll find one with my face on it. I want you to contemplate my love for you and to contemplate me. In stillness and quietness, I speak. I cannot say much when your mind is spinning in circles, so I am drawing you to a quieter music and the exercise of seeing what I put before you that speaks volumes about my personal and intimate love and appreciation of you. Please, oh please, start paying attention to the presence I leave all around you.